Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many can't, young or old. Try no matter what your tone.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. We seem to have new people listening to the show every week. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. The inspiration for this song came very quick. I wrote this in about 15 minutes. Someone once told me in my past, I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I had to look at him and said, you got to be kidding me. No, I'm not. And we know, everybody, on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You certainly are the true heroes. We certainly hope for a normal return to our lives very soon. And, you know, please, everyone, stay safe out there. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening. Bill is uploading photos, music, and ensure we have quality sound. Bill, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I just want to say thanks to everybody tuning in. And if you like our show, please tell your friends about us. How you doing, Russell?
Hey, I'm doing great. I was looking at the calendar, Bill, looking forward to our end of year show on December 30th. We're going to do that on a Wednesday instead of a Thursday because that's New Year's Eve. But I'm looking forward to that. We're going to highlight the year and go over some artists that we've played over the previous shows and some great music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be exciting. I hope a lot of people tune in. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, let's have a great show tonight.
Let's go.
Well, everybody, we're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and also on iHeartRadio.com, and that's tomorrow, the next day. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording. It's titled Original Lyric Stream, of course. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website, RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'll spell my last name, F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope this evening is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And we're going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life experience, current events, and also family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago. So if I can do it, you can as well. So everybody, please try. All right. I've mentioned many times before, we have great musical talent here in the Tampa Bay area in Florida. And I have 2 great friends on the show this evening. Time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of Corey and Rayanne Manchester. Let's play a great track. Corey's doing this one titled Nothing to Be Blue About.
No more tears, no more sorrow, no more fears.
Thank you.
That's some shredding on guitar, everybody out there. That's a great, great song. Nothing to be blue about. Let me introduce and welcome a friend, a great multi-talented singer, songwriter, musician, Corey and Rayanne Manchester. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you for having us, Ross.
You're so welcome. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it. We're going to ask you both a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Absolutely good, sir.
All right. Corey, I think this is the first time I've heard this track, and I was just shaking my head back and forth. I couldn't believe how good this was over the weekend. Great vocal, incredible solo riffs on this. Tell me more about the thought process here.
Well, you know, there's a funny story for a lot of musicians out there. They kind of have that one song that's on an album or something that they go, this was never meant to be on an album, and it winds up being that one song that they're most remembered by. This was kind of one of those situations. I, as you might have already picked up just from the song itself, I'm a huge fan of the blues, not that I'm all that incredible at it. But I always had a distinct problem with the idea of a Christian blues song because, you know, as a Christian, you know, we believe that, you know, we have a great, great hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, you kind of put the two things together. Most blues songs are about loss and sadness and things are just all going wrong. And so I think I just kind of took that tongue-in-cheek approach to this one. Never meant for it to be anything grandiose, but people just seem to love this song when we do it at church and at our coffee house and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was just the idea, was trying to figure out how to write a Christian blues song, and this is what came out of it.
Well done. I'm amazed by the guitar playing here, and that's just a great, great song. Corey, tell everyone where you're originally from, and when did you move here to sunny Florida?
I don't know that we have enough time for that whole story. It may have to be like an iHeartRadio miniseries. But truth be told, no, Russ, I was actually born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I guess I spent the first part of my young years there. I guess to try to keep things too short and to the point, my wife and I have actually we spent almost 30 years between us together in Missouri, actually, where we still have property. And we moved down here to Pinellas, Florida, about 4 years ago, actually, to take care of my wife's father, who's getting on in age and has some significant health challenges. So that's what brought us here. We're thankful to be here. We've met some great people and have a great church home now that we're here. And we're raising our granddaughter here. And, you know, she gets to go to the beach from time to time when we have the opportunity to do so. And certainly something she doesn't have the capability of doing up in Woody, Missouri. So,
right. Who are some of the artists, Corey, out here that you really looked up to as a mentor and inspiration?
Yeah, Russ, again, thank you so much for giving me questions that honestly could take up a book and asking me to answer those in just a few seconds. No, truthfully, you know, if you'd asked me when I was about 10 years old, you would have probably gotten answers like, you know, all of the hair metal bands. It was Poison and Skid Row and all of those guys, which is kind of ironic coming into a Christian setting. But, you know, we all have our roots and our foundations somewhere musically. And I think the very first song that I ever actually taught myself to play on the guitar was Skid Row's I Remember You. And I'll never forget it because I literally sat in my bedroom for about 3 hours one night, just hitting rewind on my cassette deck. And if you guys don't know what that is, you can Google it. But anyway, I just literally kept rewinding and playing the thing over to the point where my dad and mom from the living room were like screaming, please play something different. But so, I mean, when I was young, it was hair bands. When I got into high school and whatnot, I actually went through a country phase, and then into my young adult years, it was the 90s alternative grunge stuff. And now, honestly, guy, I couldn't honestly pinpoint any one specific person. if you asked any other guitarist in my age group, you'd probably get the same rundown of answers. You'd get Eddie Van Halen, you'd get Stevie Ray Vaughan,
right.
You'd get B.B. King and all of the greats and everything. But where that's those are my musical roots, just being a guitarist. But where I really got my inspiration really was I would pinpoint it in high school when we started writing contemporary Christian type music. That's when I really kind of reaffirmed my faith. And there were great, great musicians and ministers at that time, guys like Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael English, which again, if you ever look Michael English up, a great testimony, great story. But there were just so many really good Christian, contemporary Christian groups in the mid 90s and early 2000s and whatnot. And I just kind of picked a little bit up from here and there, and you kind of get a mashup. Now, I don't want to speak too much for Ray Ann, but what's funny about the two of us is that Ray Ann actually is, she comes from more of a progressive music side of things. She grew up listening to people like Yes and Rush and stuff that's very complex. And how we wound up with the sound that we come out with is just really something for everybody to kind of ask God about. Yes. Anyway, I told you, I warned you about that answer.
Well, I want to give everybody some background about how you and I met. We first met in a coffee house down here in Palm Harbor called Organic Life Coffee House and had performances there together, and then to Solid Grounds Coffee House in Pinellas Park, Florida. And, you know, I've said to many people, Corey, the rapport you and I have is really incredible. We literally had no practice in the past. We just did our own research on YouTube videos with different songs, and we would play them and, you know, play them like we practice these songs over and over again. Talk to me more about Solid Grounds Coffee House. To me, a very special place and one that I miss very much. Haven't been in a little while. But what is Solid Grounds really?
Yeah, you're
missing yourself too, yeah. Oh, believe me, it's hurting me not to be there.
Us too, guy. Well, you know, I'll offer just really what I know about the origins of Solid Grounds from our music minister, Steve Smith. It was really his brainchild, and you know, we couldn't be more thankful for it, because in the 3 years that Ray and I have been going to 60th Street Baptist Church, where Solid Grounds Coffee House is at the last Friday of every month, it's been such a genuine blessing. You and I probably wouldn't have met and been able to do the things that we've done. We've met some other incredible musicians. You and I both know Bob Cummings. As a matter of fact, just met some guys last Friday by the name, the band is named Audience of One, and I believe they're out of Inverness, and they're kind of an example of the type of thing that Solid Grounds was made for. What we do is we basically just offer sort of an ambient, you know, coffee house sort of environment. We have free food, and Steve makes a joke all the time that it's fairly decent coffee, which is getting better all the time. you know, and it's really just an intimate setting where folks from the community, you know, churched or not, you know, regenerated or not, they can come in as long as the offerings that they present are clean. You know, we can have artists that come in and share their music, and, you know, we just genuinely hope that while they're there that, you know, we do have a devotional mid coffee house, and we just want to offer, at least present the gospel to them. We don't try to force anything on anybody. We just allow the Lord to do what he can through this ministry. So it's an open mic night. And again, as I mentioned before, it is 6 p.m. the last Friday of every month. And, you know, it's an open mic format. And we do actually have typically a fairly you know, well-known band from the area that we, you know, offer about a 30-40 minute set, and that's how Audience of One this past Friday actually they came and shared, and those guys are awesome. If you haven't heard about them or heard of them, you might look them up online. What they do is they take a lot of the old songs from a lot of the different decades past, and they just put Christian lyrics to them. It's some of the really just the coolest stuff. So it's music that you'll recognize, but with, you know, the Christian and the gospel message behind it. So that's what I can
say.
Yeah,
everybody, it's just a great place. You just have a smile on your face. It is a tremendous evening of 3 hours of just great music. And, Everybody, look it up. I mean, just Google search Solid Grounds Coffee House, 60th Street Baptist Church, and just try to get more information about it. It's just a wonderful evening. Corey, you and Rayanne, the first time I heard you together performing, you know, first, let's talk about the vocal harmonies, which are just beautiful. To me, it's music and songs from the heart. Tell me when you both began to perform music together, and if Rayanne's there, she can certainly, you know, say so as well.
Well, sure. She's motioning to me because she pretends to be shy, but she's really not. but no, so Rayanne and I, we've been together since around 2004. So we're going on 16 years together, and we'll actually have our 12th wedding anniversary actually next month. So,
congratulations.
I would say it was probably, well, thank you. Thank you in advance for that. We appreciate it. And the Lord has genuinely blessed us, every year, you know, since we met, and we couldn't be thankful for that. Not to say that things weren't a little bit rough. You know, we have 7 kids between us, and that comes with its own challenges, especially in today's world. But, nonetheless, we have, we've been actually, singing and writing music together since probably about 2006. And, as I mentioned before, we actually have property up in, Southwest Missouri, very rural area. And, we went to a little church called Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church up there in a little city called Dogwood, Missouri. And, just a very, I mean, there's probably 20 members of the church, and it's just, it just felt like home, and they're always so inviting, and they were always such a blessing to us. And they probably were the biggest encouragement for us, you know, to start doing things more together. We would just sit and sing together to the radio, but then, you know, the Lord kind of started moving on both of us to you know, to be a little bit more submissive to what he had to say through us. And so, you know, a lot of what you may hear in, you know, the songs that we've written and stuff like that is, it's really just things that have been put on our heart about things that have been going on in our lives. And as you mentioned early on, the things that you write about and the things that we write about, the ones that really are special to us are the things that hit home with us. They're the things that have touched our lives, when we've been in some sort of a hardship or something like that. But yeah, sorry, I don't mean to be long-winded, but that's me. But yeah,
no,
so
I mean, that's
the short question, probably about 2006.
No, very true. You know, songwriting is about emotion, and what more emotion than life experience and family. There's an endless supply of material there. So that comes very easy. And I think we both agree that it comes very easy to both of us when you take those subjects and, you know, you try to develop a song. That's a good segue to, we're going to play another great track from Corey and Ray in Manchester. And this is another great one, everyone. This is titled, I Paid It All.
Thank you.
All right, that's I Paid It All. Corey, welcome back. Tell me about the lyrical process behind that track.
Well, Russ, if I could actually force my wife to do so, I'm going to let her actually tell you a little bit more about that and just
all
right. Share what was on her heart.
Well, most of my songs, well, not all of them, but most of my songs come from, I keep a prayer journal and just any thoughts that I have when I'm praying, you know, and meditating on the Lord or scripture, I'll write those thoughts down. The song was written just before Easter. So during that time, I was just really thinking about the Lord and the debt he paid for us, how he paid for all of our sins and what he had to go through. So that's where this song was born from, you know, just contemplating the great sacrifice and how we don't even understand what a great sacrifice we have, you know, in Christ and what he did for us. So that's where that song came from. Sometimes they come, my other songs will come from sermons, but a vast majority of them come from prayer journal, and I collaborate with Corey, of course, and he'll come with music. That introduction that you heard there, he actually has played that introduction for like probably 12 years. I've been hearing him play it, but he didn't know what song it went to. And then about a year, you know, not this past Easter, but the Easter before, he said, you know what? I know where this goes. This goes with this song. So sometimes the music's given to him, the lyrics. Sometimes the music's given to me, and the lyrics, it just, you know, but we always, of course, collaborate and we pray about it and we ask God's anointing onto our music. So.
Well, Rayanne, it's good to hear your voice. I miss seeing you at Solid Grounds for sure. And, you know, you two are special together with the harmonies. I know you and I have spoke about harmonies, and Corey mentioned some of the music that you like. I like the same. Who hasn't seen the band Yes in the Round, right? A little roundabout. So,
yes.
You know, it's
together. I got to thank you for getting him out of his comfort zone. Playing some of the music that I like, you know, that you like and I like. And he's playing now, and I'm like, thank you, Russ. Thank you.
Well, I want to make a statement first. You know, I want to thank you both. And, you know, I want to thank Corey for the practice time together, especially recently, you know, his help with guitar playing and chord composition.
Russ, are you there? We lost you.
Hello?
Did I get you?
I think we have you now.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. No, I wanted to say thank you very much for the practice time here, great guitar playing, composition. I was telling everybody you heard here first, new Russell Poise songs in the works. Stay tuned, and I look forward to a practice with you actually tomorrow.
Yes, sir. As do I. It's always a challenge.
Well, we're gonna play another brief 1 minute track, and this is again beautiful voices of Corey and Ray in Manchester, and this is titled Psalm 43.
Thank you.
What can I say? I've said it over and over again. Beautiful blended voices into one. Well done. You know, just like the other two songs we've heard tonight. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Russ, if I may, I just want to very, very, very quickly point out that you'll probably notice that the audio quality on some of these videos we've been listening tonight isn't the best, and there's a good reason for that. These are actually videos of us mostly performing in church, which is where our comfort zone is, and I wanted to point out that the drummer that you've heard on these tracks has been our pastor, Tim Thompson, from 60th Street. Our bassist was Wayne Anderson, who also is a very big contributor there at 60th Street, and of course our music minister, Steve Smith, playing keys on those other songs. So we wanted to at least thank those folks for their contributions to what we've heard tonight as well.
Absolutely. And Corey, you know, I think I skipped this, but tell everybody, and Rand too, tell us about 60th Street Baptist Church in Pinellas Park. What has this church meant to your lives?
Oh, wow. You know, it's home, you know. It's we were without a church for almost the first year that we were down here, and we were literally three blocks away from it. I was actually working a job that really kind of didn't allow me the schedule I needed for us to be able to go regularly. And the Lord blessed me with a new job and a better schedule. So, but, you know, Solid Grounds was a huge part of that because we had visited a couple of times to the church. We saw the advertisement on the church, on the TV, the monitors that they have where the lyrics are shown. They had an ad for that. And so Rand and I, being songwriters and everything, thought, oh, well, there's an outlet for us. So that first time we went to Solid Grounds, Steve invited us the next Sunday, as he does with so many that share at Solid Grounds. He invited us to actually share in the church, and it was just so warm and so welcoming. But more than that, you know, we can get that warm and fuzzy feeling about a church, but more than that, after the first few times we went, we recognized that it was a solid Bible-based church rooted in scriptural truth. And it wasn't a church designed on, you know, tickling the ears of the people in the pews. It was a church that was destined, bound, and determined to make sure that the actual word of God and the true gospel of God was preached from the pulpit. It's not about a show. It's not about warm and fuzzy feelings. Like I said, it's about gospel truth and the love that you feel when you go there. You just cannot escape.
People are warm and welcoming, supportive, just loving people the way Christians should be.
Yeah, the out.
We welcome everybody.
Absolutely.
We love everybody.
Not only do we welcome everyone, we have one of the largest food pantries in the area, serving so many people. And we pray that we can continue to be a blessing that way. And we would just ask anybody listening, if you're in the area and you find yourself in need, certainly don't hesitate to look us up, reach out to us. We'll be happy to help as best we can.
With the few minutes we have left, couple more questions for you. You know, if there is an artist beginning a career tomorrow, singer, musician, what have you, what advice would you give them?
Oh man, it's a great question. And you know, I have a go-to answer for anybody. The first and foremost thing I would say to anyone of any artistic creative ability is, before you open your mouth, before you put pen to paper, you need to stop and recognize that you have not breath that was not given you by our Creator God. And everything that you've been imbued with, every talent, every skill, every proficiency, you would not have were it not for the breath of God. And everything that you offer is designed to give glory to Him. You know, there's so many people out there with so many different creative talents, not just musicians and everything. And God is just an absolutely wonderful creator to put people in our lives with these talents that give us inspiration and that empower us and embolden us to go out and share what He's given to others. So anybody starting out, I would just, you know, want to point out, make sure that you keep your focus where it needs to be and thank the one and only entity in existence that you should be thanking for the talent you've been given.
If you get that right, then everything beyond that will be blessed.
That's a great answer. That is just a great answer. And, you know, it was created. And I think, you know, people need to understand that. Corey, please tell our listeners where they can find you, 60th Street Baptist Church, and also Solid Grounds Coffee House and social media.
Absolutely. As far as the 60th Street, we have our own webpage at 60th Street Baptist Church. I believe there's also a website that is feelhislove.com dedicated to the church. The church itself and Solid Grounds Coffee House each have their own dedicated pages on YouTube. We do stream the services from any of a number of different members of the church every Sunday and Wednesday as we can via Facebook. So if you look us up on Facebook, it's 60th Street Baptist Church, Pinellas Park, Florida. You know, again, feel free to subscribe and check us out. Watch the feed. I'm sure you'll be blessed.
Well, Corey and Rayanne Manchester, that's all we have time for tonight. And as usual, I enjoy the conversation. Thank you so much for being my guest on Original Lyrics Dream Radio. You know my feelings about the both of you. I have great respect for both of you as artists, my friends. And thank you so much again. And we'll definitely have you back on next year for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for watching us.
You're very welcome, and we're going to post the show, the replay show tonight, in all the social media feeds, and then again tomorrow, the replay will be in iHeartRadio on Friday.
Great.
Thank you so much again. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Rayanne. Have a good night.
You too,
Russ. Good night.
All right. Take care. Everyone, please Google search and support Corey and Ray in Manchester. Also Google 60th Street Baptist Church in Pinellas Park, Florida, and also Solid Grounds Coffee House. Solid Grounds is an incredible experience. You can't miss it. If you're in the local area, please check it out. Last Friday of every month, I'll say hi to Steve. Steve, I miss you, my friend, and I hope to see you soon. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We do accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. Also actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show. Again, we're an iHeartRadio podcast, growing strong on additional 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And, you know, my own social media feeds combined have a fan base of over 50,000, so that's not bad. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.